Penguin Random House Audio presents The Shore by Sarah Taylor. Read for you by Jenna Lamia and McLeod Andrews. Chapter 1, 1995. Target Practice. When news of the murder breaks, I'm in Matthews, buying chicken necks, so my little sister Renee and I can go crabbing. There isn't much in the way of food in the house, but we found $1.63 in change and decided free crabs would get us the most food for that money. Usually we use bacon rinds for bait, but we've eaten those already. I'm squatting down looking at the boxes of cupcakes on a bottom shelf when a woman steps over me to get to the register. Matthews is small and the shelves are crowded in. When Mama brought us with her to get food, Renee and me would have contests to see who could get from the front door to the grimy meat counter at the back in the fewest hops. I could do it in 7. She's a big fat woman, with more of an equator than a waist. She steps heavy, all of her trembling as she does, and for a moment, I'm worried she's going to fall and squish me. She dumps 12 cans of pork and beans on the belt and gets out her food stamps, then digs down the front of her stretched-out red shirt and pulls a wrinkled $10 bill out of her bra to pay for a pack of menthols.
"Hear what happened to Cable Bloxham?"
she asks the cashier. The cashier hasn't.
"They found him waist-deep in the mud in Mutton Hunk Creek. Had his face shot to pieces and all swole up with being in the water. His girlfriend had to identify him by the tattoo on his back."
The cashier's eyebrows.